Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli Allahumma aftah alayna hikmataka wa anshur alayna rahmataka ya dhal jalali wal ikram Start your day with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For all praises belong to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, our sustainer, our provider and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, abundance of peace, blessings and choicest salutations be upon the most exalted and celebrated Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. Subh teba mehui, batta hai bada noor ka, sadqa lene noor ka, aya hai tara noor ka, چمک تجھ سے پاتے ہیں سب پانے والے میرا دل بھی چمکا دے چمکانے والے May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and noble companions رضوان اللہ تعالی علیہم اجمعین اعلیٰ حضرت says تیری نسل پاک میں ہیں بچہ بچہ نور کا تو ہے عین نور تیرا سب گھرانہ نور کا الحمدللہ All these are the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whichever direction we see And everything that we receive in our lives, it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Momin ka kaam hota hai ki wo Allah ka shukr hamesha karta rahe. He should thank Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all these amazing bounties that he receives from the Almighty Allah azza wa jalla through the blessings of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Firstly, inshallah, let us listen to the virtues and blessings of reciting Durood Pak. Allahu Akbar. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned very beautifully when two Muslims love each another for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and when they meet and greet one another and whilst doing so they recite durood and salams upon the most exalted creation that is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam illa lam yaftariqa before they depart from one another Allah azza wa jal will forgive and pardon their past and their future sins. Allahu Akbar. Their past and their future sins are forgiven simply for reciting durood upon Nabiyya Pak. And furthermore, you met and greeted each another for the pleasure out of love of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Pak hame tawfiq wa rafiq ata farmaye. Whenever we meet anyone, it should be done out of goodness for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And furthermore, do not forget to recite Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kya baat hai Madini ki. Chalein, hum bhi durud pak padhte hain. Aap bhi isme shamil ho jayein. Very beautiful salatu salam. The poet writes, Ya Nabi salam alayka Ya Rasul salam alayka Ya Habib salam alayka Salawa Tullah alayka ya Nabi salam alayka ya Rasul salam alayka mujhe dar pe phir bulana madani madine wale مائے عشق بھی پلانا مائے عشق بھی پلانا
مدنی مدینے والے یا نبی سلام علیکہ یا رسول سلام علیکہ یا حبیب سلام علیکہ صلوات اللہ علیکہ یا نبی سلام علیکہ یا رسول سلام علیکہ میری آنے والی نسلے تیرے عشق ہی میں مچلے انہیں نیک تم بنانا انہیں نیک تم بنانا مدنی مدینے والے یا نبی سلام علیکہ یا رسول سلام علیکہ یا حبیب سلام علیکہ صلوات اللہ علیکہ یا نبی سلام علیکہ یا رسول سلام علیکہ تیرے غم میں کاش عطار رہے ہر گھڑی گرفتار تیرے غم میں کاش عطار رہے ہر گھڑی گرفتار غم مال سے بچانا غم مال سے بچانا مدنی مدینے والے یا نبی سلام علیکہ یا رسول سلام علیکہ یا حبیب سلام علیکہ صلوات اللہ علیکہ یا نبی سلام علیکہ یا رسول سلام علیکہ یا رسول سلام علیکہ
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. ویلکم بیک ڈیئر ویورز. الحمدللہ, دس واز دا صلاۃ و سلام دیٹ وی پریزنٹ ان دا کورٹ آف نبی کریم رؤوف الرحیم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. مے اللہ عز و جل گرانٹ اس دی ابیلٹی ٹو پریزنٹ آور سیلوز ان دا بیوٹیفل کورٹ آف نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. چلیں انشاءاللہ ایک حمد باری تعالی سنتے ہیں. دعا بھی ہے, مناجات بھی ہے, نعت بھی ہے, اینڈ اٹ از اللہ کرم, اللہ کرم. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Our topic of discussion for today is destruction of greed, and when we are going to return, this is what we will be discussing. Stay locked in tune with Madani channel. For now, let's listen to this beautiful حمد باری تعالی. اللہ کرم, اللہ کرم. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
حاضر ہے تیرے دربار میں ہم, حاضر ہے تیرے دربار میں ہم. اللہ کرم, اللہ کرم, اللہ کرم, اللہ کرم. دیتی ہے صدا یہ چشمِ نم, دیتی ہے صدا یہ چشمِ نم. مولا کرم, مولا کرم, مولا کرم, مولا کرم. ہیبت سے غرق گردن خم گئے, ہر آنکھ ندامت سے نم ہے, ہر آنکھ ندامت ندامت سے نم ہے، ہر چہرے پہ ہے اشکوں سے رقم، ہر چہرے پہ ہے اشکوں سے رقم۔ اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم، حاضر ہے تیرے دربار میں ہم، حاضر ہے تیرے دربار میں ہم۔ اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم، جن لوگوں پہ گئے انعام تیرا ان لوگوں میں لکھ دے نام میرا، ان لوگوں میں لکھ دے نام میرا، محشر میں میرا رہ جائے بھرم، محشر میں میرا رہ جائے بھرم۔ اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم، حاضر ہے تیرے دربار میں ہم، حاضر ہے تیرے دربار میں ہم۔ اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم، ہر سال طلب فرما مجھ کو، ہر سال یہ شہر دکھا مجھ کو، ہر سال یہ شہر دکھا مجھ کو، ہر سال کروں میں طواف حرم، ہر سال کروں میں طواف حرم۔ اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم، حاضر ہے تیرے دربار میں ہم، حاضر ہے تیرے دربار میں ہم۔ اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم، میری آنے والی سب نسلیں تیرے گھر آئے تیرا در دیکھے، تیرے گھر آئے تیرا در دیکھے، اسباب ان کو ایسے بہم، اسباب ان کو ایسے بہم۔ اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم، حاضر ہے تیرے دربار میں ہم، حاضر ہے تیرے دربار میں ہم۔ اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم، اس ورد میں عمر کٹے ساری، ہونٹوں پہ سبھی ہی رہے جاری، ہونٹوں پہ سبھی ہی رہے جاری۔ اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم، اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم، حاضر ہے تیرے دربار میں ہم، حاضر ہے تیرے دربار میں ہم۔ اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم، دیتی ہے صدا یہ چشم نم، دیتی ہے صدا یہ چشم نم. اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم.
کیا بات ہے مدینے کی, ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ. اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم. وی آل نیڈ دا مرسی آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. ایز ہی عز و جل ہیز مینشن فبی ای آلائی ربکما تکذبان. وچ باؤنٹی آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی کین یو اینڈ آئی ایور ڈینائی ڈیئر ویورز؟ فرام آور ڈریسنگ ٹو کلوتھنگ ٹو زندگی, یہ جو آب و ہوا ہے, یہ جو پانی ہے, یہ جو زندگی ہے, جو سانسیں ہم لے رہے ہیں, ایوری تھنگ انڈیکیٹس دیٹ وی آر the bandas of Allah Azza wa Jal. And it is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala who is our sustainer. Ultimately, He is our provider. May we make lots of shukr to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And this is the easy way to increase your sustenance. I mean, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, if you thank me, if you show gratitude to me, I will increase you in your rizq, in your rozi, in your sustenance. May we learn to understand how important it is to thank Allah Azza wa Jal for these amazing bounties, dear viewers. Let's listen to a beautiful, enlightening, faith-refreshing parable in a book called Ahya'ul Ulum. Allahu Akbar. And you know what, dear viewers? Subhanallah, the pious predecessors would narrate such beautiful and amazing parables that would provoke you to think, where do I stand in life? You know, we all know greed exists. Greed is a disease which exists in the heart of a person. Sometimes we may not know whether we are greedy, because people think usually greed means people who are greedy for wealth, some are greedy for food, some are greedy for clothing, some are greedy for money, some are greedy for houses and cars, some are greedy for children. You get different types of greed, right? So the definition of greed and how can we avoid greed is what we are going to be discussing in today's program, inshallah. I hope this turns out to be beneficial for every one of us, inshallah. Remember, every program I end with the missionary statement, and that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. So, in this book called Ahya'ul Ulum, it has been mentioned that there was a person who had a snake in his home. Listen very attentively, subhanallah. It is a very, very interesting topic, subhanallah. There lived a strange type of snake in a house that used to lay golden eggs every day. The owner of the house was very happy to receive this free wealth, free of cost. I mean, jo saap sone ke ande agar kisi ko de, to wo khush kyun nahi hoga? Why wouldn't he be happy? So the owner of this home was extremely happy, and his family as well, that we are receiving these golden eggs free of cost. And this snake was laying them on a daily basis, to the extent that one day the snake bit his nanny goat. Everyone was so furious in the home that the nanny goat was bitten by the snake, and the goat even died. Bit and stung any human, it was just an animal, we'll get another one. And they continued living their life. After some time, then the goat that had died, the snake had then bitten his donkey. Allahu Akbar. And when the donkey was bitten by the snake, then too it did not ring any bell to this man who was after the golden eggs. He compared the value of the golden eggs to the death of his animals and said, well, he can always buy them again and have them again, but these golden eggs are priceless. Wow. He continued receiving those eggs. And the snake lived in the very same home. Though everyone was paranoid by the fact that they lost their pet animals, but they continued living their lives simply because of those golden eggs. For 2 years or so on, nothing happened except for the fact that this snake continued giving them eggs and they continued receiving them. And one day, the snake bit the owner's son. He cried, he yelled for help. Everyone came to his aid, but it was too late because his son had also died. Father was so furious and so angry about the fact that he lost his son. And they immediately said, you know what, we have to get rid of the snake right now. As they searched for the snake, they could not find the snake. The son had died, the only son of this wealthy man who was receiving golden eggs from the snake, could not find the snake. And then they smoked up the hole where the snake was hiding, and the snake came out from inside. But this time here, the snake was giving them pearls with the golden eggs. Drowned and trapped with greed, this man decides to leave the snake and says, wow, I mean, now leave alone golden eggs. This egg, the snake is even giving us pearls now. He was so happy and overwhelmed by the fact that he's receiving pearls aside from golden eggs. He began to accumulate them. He lived a comfortable life. He kept it a secret. He never told anyone about the snake. People knew that, yes, people are dying in this home because of a snake, but where the snake is, he never even bothered telling this to anyone. And so happened, dear viewers, that after some time, the snake had bitten his wife as well. She also suffered a very terrible death, facing and meeting with her end in such a horrible way, just because of greed. And finally, this man then revealed the truth to the people and said to his family members, his brothers and siblings, you know what, this is what's happening in my life right now, that I have a snake in my home. I never told this to you guys, but the fact is that this snake gives me golden eggs. Sone ke ande hame kaun dega mufat mein? And I'm receiving them free of cost. Allahu Akbar. And the family members shouted him and said to him, that what is the use of those golden eggs or pearls when you have lost your son, you have lost your wife, and you are so trapped in the greed of this wealth that you have forgotten who you are right now and what is your mission and purpose in this world? And then after they try to make him understand, he goes back to his home, he ponders, he reflects over the fact that, you know what, yes, I'm all lonely now in my home. What do I do next? And then he goes looking for that snake. The scholars have written in the book that when he found the snake gives him more pearls. Seeing the glittering and shining pearls scattered all over his home, he goes berserk once again. He begins to accumulate those pearls in a box and he buries it by his headside. And then he makes that his pillow and he sleeps on top of it. Drowned in love of the world, he sleeps in this way that one day the snake comes and bites him as well. And he meets his death in this way. Everyone else except for him had enjoyed the wealth that he had accumulated, but he ended his life and the life of his family members, relatives, in such a bad way, dear viewers, that it was just because of greed, it was just because of hirs, it was just because of the love and connection of this world. Everyone has some sort of greed, dear viewers. Sometimes we may not realize that we are greedy, but the heart is something which is trapped in greed. And this is what the Quran says very, very clearly. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will mention the verse of the Quran and we will try and analyze what Allah Azza wa Jal says in the glorious Quran Pak. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa uhdhiratil anfusush shuh. The Quran says, wa uhdhiratil anfusush shuh. And the heart is trapped in greed. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The commentator of the Holy Quran Pak says regarding this that greed is an essential part of the heart because it was made and created in the very same way. Therefore, the heart becomes greedy at times. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So, it is commonly assumed, once again, I would repeat myself, that greed is only related to wealth. In fact, it is not the case. Greed actually means more desire for more things in this world. You have 1 million, a person desires to have the 2 million. People aren't content with what Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon them. And for this reason, they search for more wealth. They would go out of their way to make anything possible to accumulate and hoard these wealth. So what Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says with regards to this verse, وَأُحْذِرَتِ الْأَنفُسُ الشُّحْ, he says, the great desire to live a long life and not being content with anything, as well as consistent longing for excessive desires to acquire and possess more and more wealth. You desire to live long in this world. I am 30 years old now. I want to live for the next 80, 90, 100 years more to come. People who are in their 90s are desiring to lengthen their lifespan and enjoy the wealth that they have accumulated. Allahu Akbar. So this desire of increasing your life and the desire and the hope for accumulating more and more wealth and not being happy with what Allah has bestowed and given you right now, this is called greed. Allahu Akbar. You tell me, who doesn't desire this, dear viewers? Everyone has this desire in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon our sins, dear viewers. Hazrat Sayyidina Fuzail bin Ayyad, rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, great Sufi saint of the Chishtiya silsila, he says, a person sometimes keeps longing for this thing or that thing until he acquires it. For fulfilling this greedy purpose, he meets many different people to use them. As I said, he uses different types of people. He engages with different types of people. He makes such plans just to achieve and attain his desire, to accomplish the dream of his. He breaks and crushes down the dreams of others, hurts people, robs people, thefts are then performed, and what not gunas and sins is performed, such as missing salah, lying, cheating, deceiving, taking false oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then finally he achieves and attains that what he has worked very hard for. And that is greed, dear viewers. Look at what our beloved Nabi, the Prophet of Rahmah, the peace of our hearts and minds, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has mentioned. People say, oh, any of you say that a greedy person is more deceitful than a cruel person. But in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, no cruelty is greater than greed. And Allah Azza wa Jal swears by his glory and majesty upon this, that no greedy and stingy person will ever enter Jannah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mukashafatul Qulub. It has been mentioned that no greedy and a miser who is stingy would enter Jannah, because there is no cruelty more than greed. May Allah pardon us. In another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, continue refraining from greed, because it is greed that destroyed the previous nations, provoked them to tell lies and they began to lie, encouraged them towards cruelty and made them to start breaking ties. Family relations have ended because of greed. It is greed that entraps a person and throws him into the pits of sins, dear viewers. He continues becoming greedy and he is unaware that I am greedy right now. Allahu Akbar. There are youngsters out there who have become greedy for wealth and they have targeted their own parents. Can you imagine a son targeting his own father simply because of wealth? It is this land, it is this plots and plans, it is the wealth of this world and the desire to build and construct tall, tall buildings. People have become so greedy that they have forgotten their maqsad and their mission in this world. Unfortunately, this is the sad reality, dear viewers. Therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith has said that two hungry wolves, when set free in a flock of she-goats, they do not cause as much as harm that the greed of the wealth and status causes to one's deen. The greed of a person can cause to the deen is much more higher than the two hungry wolves that could cause to that flock of goats. They will eat those goats, but the destruction and the bloodshed and the harm that's caused within the flock of goats is nothing comparable to the greed of a person, because this greed will destroy his iman and faith. What's left there? Because of greed, he may leave this dunya, he will lose out in the world and he will lose out in the akhirah. Nothing he attains, nothing will go with him. All you take in the qabr and go is your deeds, dear viewers. Have you ever pondered upon the fact that, look, these goats have pockets? Yes, we have pockets. In my kurta, we have pockets. But we never come in this world with these coats. We never come in the world with this turban. We have come naked, dear viewers, without any clothes on our bodies. And when we are about to leave this world, then too, the last rites of a dead person, ki usse ghusl diya jata hai, phir usse kafan bhi diya jata hai, he's shrouded. اور اس کفن میں بھی جیب نہیں ہوتے ہیں. دیر از نو پاکٹس ان دا کفن فار ہم ٹو چیک ہز کریڈٹ کارڈز اینڈ چیک بکس ود ہم. نو دیر از نتھنگ دیٹ ہی ٹیکس ود ہم. ہی ہیز کم ایمٹی ہینڈڈ اینڈ ہی از ٹو لیو ایمٹی ہینڈڈ. دا اونلی تھنگ دیٹ گوز ود اے ڈیڈ پرسن از ہز ایکشنز وچ ہی ہیز ارنڈ ان دس ورلڈ. Nothing else except for that. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to understand these things. Inshallah, we move forward. Ye share sunte hain, inshallah aage badhte hain aur dua karte hain Allah ki bargah mein ke Allah Azza wa Jal hame hirs se bachaye. Aur agar hame hirs ho to bas deen ke liye ho. If we become greedy, we should become greedy for thawab. We should be greedy for earning and accumulating reward for the akhirah. We should become greedy for performing our salah with jamaat in the masjid. We should become greedy for reciting the Quran Pak and accumulating more and more thawab. We should have the greed of which child from the siblings could take care of their parents. Haan, maa baap ka khayal aur kaun zyada rakh sakta hai? This should be the greed. To have a race for the akhirat, not the rat race who could accumulate more wealth in the dunya. Because this wealth will come and leave, dear viewers. It is the love of this world. The Quran says very clearly, do not let the life of this world deceive you as it has deceived others. It is something that you will chase for the rest of your life. Aur kabhi ye haath bhi nahi aata hai, kabhi haath aata hai, kabhi haath nahi aata hai. Kitne log to qabristan pahunch gaye isi ke peecha karte karte, lekin qabristan tak pahunche magar us daulat tak nahi pahunch paye. They received and attained their death because this is something that's chasing you, yet we are chasing wealth. Hum daulat ke peeche bhag rahe hain jabki hamare peeche maut hai. Hum use nahi dekhte hain balki hum اس دولت کو دیکھ رہے ہیں جو کبھی ہاتھ آنے والا بھی نہیں ہے اور نہ ہی ہمارا ہے. اف دس دولت بلانگس ٹو یو اٹ ول گو ود یو ان دا قبر ڈیئر ویورز. دس از واٹ آئی ایم ٹرائنگ ٹو سے, اٹ ول گو ود یو ان دا گریو. فرام یور فیوریٹ کارز یو ڈرائیو ٹو دا لیوش ہومز دیٹ یو لیو ان, ٹو دا برانڈیڈ کلوتھز دیٹ وی یوز, ٹو دا ڈیلیشیس فوڈز دیٹ وی ایٹ, نتھنگ بلانگس ٹو اس. ایوری تھنگ ہیز کم فرام اللہ اینڈ ول ریٹرن ٹو اللہ عز و جل. وی ایز ویل بلانگ ٹو آلمائٹی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. اٹ از سم تھنگ فار یو ٹو ریفلیکٹ اینڈ پونڈر اپون. لیٹس reflect over this reality inshallah that we are to face almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. So recite this beautiful couplet. A poet says so beautifully, Allahu Akbar. He says,
mujrim hu jahan bhar ka aqa mahshar mein bharam rakhna, rusva zamana hu دامن میں چھپا لینا. مجرم ہو جہاں بھر کا آقا محشر میں بھرم رکھنا, رسوا زمانہ ہوں آقا دامن میں چھپا لینا. مقبول یہ عرض میری للہ ذرا کرنا, جب وقت نزا آئے دیدار عطا کرنا.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us our major and minor sins, dear viewers. We have come to the end of today's program. And lastly, I would mention this on a closing note, on a closing statement, something very positive, informative, something that will keep us reflecting. Who is successful? Many of us assume that success is only when we accumulate and receive and attain the luxuries of this dunya. اسی کو ہم سمجھتے ہیں کہ بس یہی کامیابی ہے, یہی کامیابی ہے. پر کامیابی میننگ سکسیس از ناٹ دیٹ, ڈیئر ویورز. واٹ از سکسیس؟ لسن ٹو دس فرام دا ورسز آف دا ہولی قرآن پاک اینڈ الاؤ دس ورس ٹو پینیٹریٹ یور ہارٹ. اللہ عز و جل سیز,
وَمَن يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ.
And whoever is saved from the greed of his soul, it is they who are successful. Allahu Akbar. Bas zahir uske haath mein kuch nahi hai, He is a poor person in the world. Zahiri taur se. Apparently, seemingly he has nothing. But trust me, according to the Quran, Allah has classified him as successful because he has saved his soul from greed. Is greed ki wajah se, is hirs ki wajah se, hum na jane kitne gunah mein pad jate hain. Allah azza wajal hamein bachaye apne habib ki sadqe mein. May Allah azza wajal grant us knowledge of the deen. However, it's a weekend. Please stay safe wherever you are. And we say shukran for all those who watched Madani channel today. Please convey this message to others as well for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hope that Allah can save us from the greed of this world and grant us the contentment, the everlasting happiness, and that is contentment, because the person who's content never suffers from anxiety, problems of the world. He is most concerned of pleasing his Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla. And having said these few words, like every other day, today as well, I sign off once again, reminding the viewers out there what is our maqsad and mission in this beautiful, fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah called Dawat Islami. It is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Until then, stay good, be good, do good, and recite lots of durood upon the most exalted creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Remembrance of